Colossians 3. If therefore ye have been raised with the Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Have your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For ye have died, and your life is hid with the Christ in God. When the Christ is manifested, who is our life, then shall ye also be manifested with him in glory. Put to death therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, vile passions, evil lust, and unbridled desire, which is idolatry, on account of which things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, in which ye also once walked when ye lived in these things. But now put off ye also all these things: wrath, anger, malice, blasphemy, vile language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, having put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new, renewed into full knowledge according to the image of him that has created him, wherein there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondman, free man, but Christ is everything and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any should have a complaint against any. Even as the Christ has forgiven you, so also do ye. And to all these add love, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of Christ preside in your hearts, to which also ye have been called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And everything, whatever ye may do, in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, do not vex your children, to the end that they be not disheartened. Bondmen, obey in all things your masters according to flesh, not with eye services as men-pleasers, but in simplicity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatsoever you do, labor at it heartily, as doing it to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the recompense of the inheritance. Ye serve the Lord Christ. For he that does a wrong shall receive the wrong he has done, and there is no respect of persons.